Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beko and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Halfway home here on our four-hour program on this 13th consecutive rainy Saturday here in the city of Boston. Mega, we started getting into the Patriots in minicamp, and we had mentioned Keon White and his comments about head coach Mike Vrabel. Let's hear exactly what Keon White had to say this week at minicamp.
It's helpful for me because it slows it down for me. He's doing a good job of saying, like, this is what you need to think of. This is your thought process. That's something I don't think I had before.
So did it feel like you were maybe going on prior experience, or maybe were you just like overthinking, or how exactly?
I trained myself. Now I feel like I have a coach.
Woo! Just a direct shot at Jerod Mayo. And if memory recalls, Keon White and Jerod Mayo didn't have the best relationship, it seemed like, when he was here. But that would clearly indicate that he thinks much more highly of a guy like Mike Vrabel than Jerod Mayo.
I think to put this in terms that maybe more casual football fans could understand, with Jerod Mayo, Keon White felt like he had a push mower working that lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And now,
but like a push mower without a bag.
Without a bag. The combo with Mike Smith and Mike Vrabel, it's more like a Skag Turf Tiger 2.
What?
Zero turn riding mower with a 31 horsepower Kawasaki engine and velocity deck.
Can I ask, what is this that you just mentioned? This lawnmower? Is this like the highest end lawnmower you can find?
I was looking for the most souped up ride-on mowers that I could.
So this is one you still sit, right? Like, it's not one of those standing ones like a lot of the landscaping guys have?
No. This is a sitter.
Okay.
This one you sit in, and it retails for over $19,000, close to $20,000.
Excuse me?
With this, you get superior cutting performance. Say goodbye to uneven lawns.
Can I drive this on the highway?
And hello to perfectly manicured yards. Designed for efficiency and durability. I don't think this thing's street legal. It doesn't say the
miles. For $20,000, it should be street legal.
I'm trying to see the mile per hour. I'm not seeing it here.
What did you say the horsepower was? Like 30?
Oh, okay. Here we go. Forward ground speed. You can get up to 10 miles per hour with diesel.
That's it?
Gas, you get 12.
I mean, you can get faster in a golf cart.
Why are you disparaging the Turf Tiger? Please?
I'm not. That's not disparaging. I'm just saying for $20,000, I'd like to be able to ride it on the street.
I don't think this
take
is
it
about,
to the convenience
about,
store.
It's not about speed. It's about precision.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. When it comes to mowing the lawn, it is about precision. A lot of somebody also asked how I have own a house and have zero grass.
I was wondering that too.
I would like to explain. I live in a townhome. And so it's like a small townhome community, and therefore we have an HOA, and there's only like little bits and pieces of grass around, but the HOA pays landscapers to come in and take care of that.
So very nice for you to have landscapers.
Yeah, it's really only nice in the winter when they have to shovel the stuff, and I don't have to shovel anything.
Do they actually do it, or do you have to wait around for like 3 days?
Fair point. So most of the time they take care of it. This year, a lot better than last year, but again, very mild winter. It wasn't a whole lot of snow. Last year, I think we had gotten like one big
big storm, and it took them a good 15 hours to get it figured out.
I was very displeased that I missed those comments from Keon White, because what happened was he had like four guys talking at once. I was over talking to Efton Chisholm the third.
Great.
Who is my big dog.
Your big dog.
Right now.
Like, that's your dog?
I'm so excited for Efton Chisholm. We can talk about, I think the wide receiver room is so, it continues to be the most fascinating part of this entire roster.
Sure.
Who's in, who's out. Like, some of these guys he drafted last year are getting cut.
They are
straight up out of here.
There's just not enough space for all of them.
Straight up out of here. But I miss those comments from Keon White, and you're right. Last year, Karen Garigian of Mass Live, longtime reporter at the Boston Herald before that, she had comments from Keon White basically talking about how much he hated the approach that Jerod Mayo and the linebackers coach last year had for him. He wanted to be in the pass rush. Like, he wanted to be that pure outside linebacker pass rusher. And he started off the season with a lot of sacks, and then that totally slowed down. And
I think a lot
of people thought with the moves that you made in the offseason that he was going to kind of naturally move into that space. And then you have Christian Barmore, who has serious blood clot issues. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it looks like the linebackers just fall apart. But that is such a shot at Jerod Mayo.
Direct shot.
Damn. It is crazy to me how little we've heard, not just from Jerod Mayo, because it's been dead silent. I think his wife popped off like one time.
Yep.
Which, you know, is
and that
her
was
right.
Like on Instagram, right?
Yeah, totally her right on social media to pop off. Not only have we not heard from Jerod Mayo, we haven't heard about Jerod Mayo.
Nope, disappeared.
Do we know where he is?
Honestly, though, good for him. Like, take your money and go hide away for a little while and let everybody forget about what happened, and then you can reassert yourself if you so
choose.
Well,
I don't think he's going back to coaching.
Yeah, I don't either.
Again, I have no
information. I don't think he was made to coach. Like, it just doesn't feel like he was built to coach. I heard Andy and Fitzy talking about this week. Like, he doesn't, like, with Mike Vrabel, like, he lives to coach football now. After having played it, he just lives to be there. Jerod Mayo was, like, successful outside of football and is just he's like a normal human being in that he doesn't need football to survive. And so I just don't think he has that makeup to just be this insane kind of coach.
Can you ever imagine Mike Vrabel in an office building?
No.
Like, can you imagine Mike Vrabel,
Terry something office linebacker? That's what it would be.
you try to think of Mike Vrabel like at the copy machine. Like,
no, he'd beat the crap out of that thing. Especially our copy machine. Like, when it breaks, he'd be beating the crap out of that thing.
Like, you couldn't think of it for more than a day.
I can see him at like an auto body shop, but not like in an office.
I don't even know.
Ooh, Mike Vrabel, I feel like Mike Vrabel would be like the king of auto body in like his local region.
Maybe a ride-on mower shop, but I don't really see him like outside of the football world. I think you're so right about that.
That's just lives and breathes football.
Seems to be the only place that he would thrive. Mm-hmm. Vrabel, I don't think he's going to go back to coaching in a professional sense.
No.
I don't just mean like pro sports. I mean college. Like, he always gave me a lot of assistant coach energy just because he is more of a rah-rah guy and positive and like will be your friend. And obviously that just doesn't really work in the NFL.
No, it doesn't.
To an extent, I know Pete Carroll had the whole like positive coaching
experience.
Yeah, but
Pete Carroll is also like a hard ass. Like, don't turn the football over. Like, if we don't turn the football over, 90% of the time we're going to win football games. And if you turn the football over, he's going to sit your ass. Like, he had a foundational belief. Like, he was a big rah-rah guy. There have been coaches. Dan Campbell is even a rah-rah guy, but he's also a guy who just lives and breathes the sport. They want him, Pete Carroll, guys like that want nothing to do with anything that isn't football.
Yeah, text line says White couldn't set the edge. His criticism would be directed at Covington, the defensive coordinator last year. That's true, but Covington was one of the only hires on the staff that was Jerod Mayo's guy.
Yeah.
Like, Jerod Mayo was like, I want Covington to be my defensive coordinator. And I think from the jump, a lot of us felt like this is not working out well.
No.
And that defense went into last year with such high expectations. You had people on ESPN like Mina Kimes saying, this defense is so underrated. This front seven's going to be crazy. And you say that so many seasons about Patriots teams because of the DNA instilled in them with the whole Belichick regime. But it just fell apart so quickly. And then it was like, well, I guess Juwan Bentley was the entire defense. It's like, come on, guys. Like, that, it was a mess last year. But do you think it reflects poorly at all on Keon White that even now that it's so removed, that it's not only, hey, Mike Smith, if it's a great voice to have for outside linebackers. Mike Vrabel, that guy, like, knows his stuff. He's instructing me on what to do at this point of mandatory minicamp, but he's got to take a shot at the old coach who isn't even saying anything publicly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he initially went into it thinking that way, right? Like, I think he just said it because that's what he thinks of Mike Vrabel. Like, Mike Vrabel's a really good football coach, and like, this is a situation that I can thrive in. And so it was almost like an inadvertent direct shot, but it was clearly right at Jerod Mayo.
I think it was a pretty,
like, I don't think it didn't feel premeditated.
Is that a word? Is advertent a word? Inadvertent?
Inadvertent.
Can you be advertent? Mm. It was a direct shot. I think it was intentional.
So I don't think that was premeditated. I think to me that was just like he was trying to prop up the situation and in the process took a shot at Jerod Mayo.
He was basically like the guy on the Philly News who was like, firemen are out here catching babies.
And I dropped him on like Aguilar. That drop
so
good.
Basically what he did in that
amazing
availability.
That's true. Honestly, that's fair. But like, it's just, it is an indication of what this kind of situation is compared to what it was last year. Like, last year was such a mess, and everybody knew it. Everybody could see how bad and dysfunctional it was. And this year, it's just competence. Mike Vrabel knows what he's doing. He has a legitimate NFL staff around him. Everybody knows what they're doing. They have a plan. They have foresight. They know how they want to approach minicamp and what they want to be and how they want to plan these things out. And it's just, it is night and day compared to what Jerod Mayo had here last year, and I think Keon White feels that. And that's kind of what he was just trying to express. It's not, you know, not trying to kick a guy while he's down. It's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah, and I would say there are other indications that the defense is in a really good position. For my opinion, Christian Barmore looks like he's in great shape right now.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, he looks
that's
like,
encouraging.
He looks healthy. And obviously, like, the blood clot stuff, that is not anything to trivialize at all.
Absolutely.
But it was unfortunate that he misses 2024 with that. And now that he comes back, he looks great. And so
good.
I think expectations should be really high for him. You should be
playing
excited
next to
about the front
Williams
seven.
Too. Woo!
Exactly. Like, you should have high expectations for them. I think they are still a little under the radar because of how bad last year went.
Definitely.
And then of course in the secondary, you have Carlton Davis and Gonzalez, and you throw in somebody like Jabril Peppers at safety. Like, I think that hopefully Kyle Duggar has a bounce back year when he had that foot injury late last season that he told everybody about after the season. Like, I think that there are real reasons to look at the roster on the defensive side and know the coach who Mike Vrabel is and the expectations that he's setting and feel like this could be a top 10 defense.
Yeah, I mean, they legitimately could. That front seven, man. I mean, the combination of Landry, Barmore, Williams, and Keon White could be, like, terrifyingly good. If things go how you would expect them to go and these guys to play to their, you know, their potential, like, that could be a scary good front four. The linebacking is going to be better. The secondary is going to be better. I still think you could add another body in that secondary if you wanted to. I know Jair Alexander got released by the Packers, but it seems like he might sign with, like, the Eagles or something. So maybe he's not out there. But
that's,
I think
so weird. He'd rather sign with the best team in the league.
I know. Shocking, right? But, like, it's just, I think there's an opportunity there, maybe even, like, mid-season around the trade deadline, where you can improve that secondary a little bit more. But it's also going to be depending on how the safeties look kind of in their entirety. Marte Mapu is now basically full-time linebacking, right?
Yeah.
Did I see that? And so, like, you're kind of opening a little bit of space for a guy like Craig Woodson to maybe come in and play some safety and be more of that free safety, which I don't think they necessarily have still.
That's fair.
And so I think there could be a little bit more improving on the back end. But that front seven, man, it is going to be night and day compared to what it was last year. If this team gets just throttled by the run again this year, I would be very surprised.
Absolutely. And we have been, like, praising Vrabel a lot through this portion, so I think it's fair to look at an area of the team that might be a little bit more questionable,
mm-hmm.
which is the relationship between Vrabel and Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
Vrabel gave an indication that was pretty unprompted in mandatory minicamp about Steph Diggs maybe not living up to the billing and then we have a weird physical situation. So let's get into that after this.
617-779-7937. Mego and Scheim here with you on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We're talking Pats. It's a full hour of New England Patriots after their mandatory minicamp this week. But right now, Jacob is going to get you caught up with what is...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's trending. Mego and Scheim here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. That was Coach Mike Vrabel this week at Mandatory Minicamp talking about Stephon Diggs. Mego, do you feel like there's a rift between head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, and Stephon Diggs as currently constituted?
I think it's pretty clear that Vrabel's disappointed. I think you keep the football side out of it in terms of... If you've been paying attention to any of the reporting out of these practices that Stephon Diggs has been at, and we've gotten to see three of them as media members, he has looked fantastic.
Yeah.
His health looks great. He looks very strong. He looks explosive.
Love to hear that.
Hazard to say, Steph Diggs at 31, coming off of an ACL, looks like a different tier of receiver than most of the other receivers in your room. Now, may just be an extremely harsh indictment of the receivers that you're returning from last year, but that's the truth of the matter. There's only so much that you can take away from passing camp, as Mike Vrabel likes to call it, but Steph Diggs looks awesome. Yeah. Now, when somebody asks, what's the dedication level? Is it what you expected with Steph Diggs? And you hear that answer from Mike Vrabel. The second half of it, he kind of like rambles on and starts talking about what everybody else, the different plans that they're on in passing camp. I think kind of being intentionally boring there at the end.
Very much so. Just word soup.
The first part is the meat of it, right? Mm-hmm. He basically said, we wanted Steph to be at voluntary OTAs, and he opted out of a lot of those. It's even talking to Kayshawn Booty down there after practice during OTAs one of the days, he said, we haven't seen a lot of Steph, but when he's here, basically there's so much to learn from. He's great. I'm paraphrasing. But we haven't seen a lot of him. And we didn't see him in the first couple practices that were open to media. So the first 2 weeks, there's no sign of him. And then he comes after the boat party thing. And that
and
whole
waves
thing
to everybody.
Blown over, and he's very happy, and he looks enthusiastic, he looks engaged, so it's not like he's there and he looks like he's just collecting a paycheck when he's there. And he spent 10 minutes talking to the media after practice on Tuesday. So give him all the credit for that, but I think when you hear that answer from Vrabel, it's very clear that there is a level of disappointment with what Steph has dedicated to the early part of this offseason.
Sure.
Is he just a hired gun? Like, is
yeah,
that the sensibility of it?
But that's kind of what he is, though, isn't he? Like, that's the whole reason you brought him in was, I mean, his contract is basically a one-year deal that you can get out of or that he can get out of and go be a free agent again. That's kind of the whole point of it. You brought him in to help stabilize a lackluster receiving room, maybe help some of those younger guys develop in a way just because of how talented you are. Maybe you can show them a few things. And then you go on your merry way and hopefully get a bigger contract somewhere else, and the Patriots are better off for having you for the 1 year. I think that was kind of the whole plan originally, and I just think it's kind of unfair because, correct me if I'm wrong, Carlton Davis was not at any of voluntary minicamp either.
Not every veteran was at voluntary.
No, and he hasn't gotten
voluntary OTAs.
Nearly the flack that Stephon Diggs has gotten. And granted, Carlton Davis didn't have a video of him on a boat, you know, smacking people's butts and doing all that, but
well,
even still,
that we know of.
Sure, exactly. But like, I think that's the point, and that's why I think it's kind of unfair to Steph Diggs that he's the one catching all the heat for this when there were other guys who just signed big contracts, far longer. Well, not far longer, but longer, more guaranteed money contracts that weren't even at voluntary minicamp.
But this is the Steph Diggs business, right? So
sure.
If somebody had asked, and maybe I could have asked, hey, what do you think of Carlton Davis's level of dedication? Is it what you expected coming in?
Yep.
But Carlton Davis, at least to my knowledge, doesn't come in with the baggage of having been on three different teams when he's one of the best players at his position before he even gets to the
Patriots.
Been
on two different teams, though, right? Like, it's, you know, it's not like he hasn't been around. He's a veteran. I mean, the guy is what? He's 28 already. He's
right.
Been on the Buccaneers. He's been on the Lions. Like, this isn't a guy who, this isn't his first time around the block. Like, he was a high-profile signing. Like, mm-hmm. He got, what, a $20 million year contract.
But he was not as high-profile as Steph Diggs.
No, but that's because receiver by nature is a bigger position
okay.
than
so
corner.
That's what I'm saying. That's why there's, and maybe you feel like the attention on it is unfair, but I do think that my takeaway here is that there's a level of disappointment. Hey, he hasn't been here. We talked to Mike Giardi in the afternoons yesterday, and Giardi said he had a $200,000 basically bonus for being involved in 27 of the 32 voluntary days.
Yeah.
And he decided not to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
and $200,000,
Lamar Jackson passed up on like $1.5 million.
Right, like it's just, you know, it's chump change to him. He
yeah.
doesn't care. But at the same time, what you're hearing from the head coach is, we would have liked to see more Steph. And you talk about one of the things, look, they're bringing him in for his football skills. And if all that bears out, if he gets somewhere between, you know, north of 800 receiving yards this season, I think you can call it a success story.
100%.
Just complete blanket statement. But you do hope that he would set an example in a way for the rest of the receiver room. And even talking to guys like Efton Chisholm, like Pop Douglas, Efton Chisholm says when Steph's in the meetings, like, he's just dropping gems all over the place.
Yeah.
He is a wealth of knowledge at that position.
He's really good.
And he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just this great receiver.
He was like
with
a fifth round pick that has made himself into one of the better
right.
receivers in football over the last
and
decade.
And so he has a ton to offer
yeah.
outside of just catching the ball and showing up and high-fiving guys. And I think that's where, I don't know if I'd go so far as a level of frustration, but you hear from Vrabel there, I get it. Like, let's have more of the guy. Can he? We're not asking him to bend over backwards and throw birthday parties for everybody else's kids
sure.
in Foxborough and stuff. Like, whatever. We're not asking you to be who you're not, but at the same time, like, can you be here when you necessarily don't have to be? And now looking back on that final OTA day that he was at, that does make me think, like, hey, somebody probably reached out and said, you need to show your face at one of these.
Yeah, oh, I bet it was probably Vrabel. Vrabel probably called and was like, hey, I need you to be here at this last OTA. But overall, though, this is kind of one of those things that if he is healthy enough to play in week one and comes out and has 9 catches for 90 yards, all of this goes away. Like, nobody will ever remember this.
Does it, though?
Yeah, 100%. If he comes out right away, like, if he comes out in the regular season
of the NFL.
It'll go
away for that week.
Oh, it'll be gone. Period.
Because
that's what you need him to do.
Full transparency, like, I'm here for the Steph Diggs experience.
Same.
So, like, I'm in. Like, I'm 2 feet in, 10 toes down for everything that comes out of this. At the same time, he's got enough footage of him yelling at guys on the sideline. Like, he's got the video that resurfaced immediately after the viral boat video of, you know, guys going around the locker room interviewing, hey, who do you not want to go out with your sister? Yeah. And every guy in the Vikings says Steph Diggs.
Yeah, because he's a dog. Who cares? Like, let the man live.
This is part of the experience. Yeah, and so I think there's going to be this ongoing tension, Shime. You are such a Steph Diggs apologist for everything. It's crazy. Like, we sat here 2 weeks ago.
This is what you signed up for, though.
I know, but 2 weeks ago, you're like, it was a lighter inside of the bag.
Yeah, we did some really good research on that,
but
I felt like.
I'm getting to the point now where I think I can't talk to you about this because no matter what, you're going to say, no, Steph Diggs is in the right. Why are you frustrated that Steph Diggs isn't showing up to volunteer? Look, Carlton Davis didn't show up either.
I'm just saying, like, there were other guys that didn't show up, and if Steph Diggs comes out and does exactly what you signed him to do, none of this matters. Like, right? I think in the end, like, if he comes out and he's exactly what you want for Drake May, Drake May's better because of it. That's the whole reason you brought
like
him in.
But it sounds like exactly what you want is partly being a little bit more present. Like, literally present.
Okay. I mean, it's not, my thing is, it's not like he's skipping mandatory minicamp and going to Egypt. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, it's, you know.
Is somebody doing that?
No, but isn't that what Aaron Rodgers did last year? He was over in Egypt doing his thing.
I was like, that's a very specific example. I have passed years now where I'm no longer paying attention to what Aaron Rodgers is doing.
You're not excited for the Aaron Rodgers Pittsburgh Steelers experience?
I'm so excited for it because it's gonna suck for Steelers fans. I feel bad for Mike Tomlin, but whatever.
But like, I don't know. When you opted not to trade for a guy like DK Metcalf, who probably would have been here during voluntary OTAs, working with his new quarterback, you opted not to pay a guy like Cooper Kupp, who probably would have been here during voluntary OTAs, working with his new quarterback.
Oh my God, if you had the legend of Cooper Kupp with Efton Chisholm, and you had that Eastern Washington duo.
You chose not to trade for a guy like George Pickens. You chose to do all these things. This is the bet you made. You signed Steph Diggs. You knew ahead of time what came with Stephon Diggs. Everybody was aware of who he was. He's been in the NFL now for years. You know exactly what he brings to the table. The reason you signed him was to hopefully have the same impact on Drake May he had on Josh Allen. If he does that, none of this matters, right? Like, ultimately, that's all that matters to me, is if come the NFL regular season, if he is a baller, and he has 1,000-plus yards, and he helps Drake maybe better, it was a successful signing whether he stays or leaves.
I think the question to me of, like, how much does this stuff matter is if Steph Diggs does what I hoped when they first signed him and he had his first press conference, if he does what I hope that he would do, which is set the standard to a different level for the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Like, be able to have a level of competitiveness. What the fear here, I think that some people have, and I'm not completely here yet, but this feeling of, is he just picking up a check? Like,
so
is
I
he
don't
not
think it's a
as
check.
Interested
I think
in
it's,
football?
I think it's more of an assassin's mentality. Like, I go back to 2014, the New England Patriots signed Darrell Revis to this deal. Mm-hmm. That is what it feels like to me.
Good
it
comp.
Is it is a hired gun. He's coming in. We need you to be a baller. We need you to do what you do best. Be a huge asset on the football field, and nothing else matters. And then at the end of the season, if you like it here, you can stay. And if you want to go get paid somewhere else, be my guest. But what we need from you is to come out and help our young quarterback be better.
Yeah, Tommy Curran called him a mercenary.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
that
is a good description, and maybe that's just what you live with.
Yeah.
And if he is producing on the field, who cares? But I do think there's a little bit of this that runs contrary to what Vrabel said in his first press conference, sure. which is remove entitlement from the building. Like, everybody's on the same level. Everybody walks in the door and they work the same. And it just, you know, that's a nice idea. What this is showing you is that it's just not really realistic in the NFL.
Do you think then, though, just knowing what Mike Vrabel has said, taking that and then kind of what we see Stephon Diggs is in the contract that he was given, is there any chance that this maybe wasn't necessarily Vrabel's favorite move of the offseason? Like, he did this only because he felt like he had to, and this was more of a wolf pushing or somebody else in the building.
A wolf push?
Yeah, a wolf push. Is somebody else pushing the idea we need another receiver in the room, and this is the best one left because we didn't get any other ones out there?
Well, we still like the move, right?
Well, like, I do, but yeah, like, I don't know it as Vrabel. Like, he has seemed very much non-committal. And so I just wonder if this wasn't necessarily his favorite move to make this offseason. That's all.
Yeah. I think there's an important text here, though, that we need to read, which is anybody going to wish Stephon Diggs a happy Daddy's Day?
I'll do it. Happy Daddy Day to Stephon Diggs.
Steph, happy Daddy Day.
Happy Daddy Day.
So creepy.
It's so weird. But at the same time, I bet all the lovely women on that boat would wish him a happy Daddy
what
Day.
What do you make of the reports that came out about Steph Diggs' physical? So he gets his $20 million signing bonus, and he gets it in different installments.
Sure.
Based on passing this physical. He hasn't taken the physical yet.
Mm-hmm.
And some, like Mike Giardi, like Tommy Curran, think maybe this is a leverage play by the Patriots of, hey, why don't you got 5 weeks away from the facility now. Stay healthy. Keep working. Don't push too hard. Hit the right balance. When you come back in training camp, take the physical there. And then, but are you playing with fire where you just got to give this man his money?
Yes, I think you are, because I'm to the point where if you are deliberately like leaving yourself an out, he's showing everybody, as you pointed out, he looks healthy.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting back to being Stephon Diggs. He's clearly a tier above anything that you already had in your locker room. If you decide to fail his physical because you don't want to commit to him now, he's going to go sign with another team almost right away. Because other teams will have seen, oh, he's healthy in camp.
It's a great
Patriots
point.
Just don't want him.
He's and like then you a just walking look commercial for himself.
Yes, and then you just look dumb. So, like, I think it's just a thing where they're kind of waiting. I think Tommy Curran even mentioned that this isn't uncommon. Some guys will just wait until they're more healthy. Then they take the physical, they pass, and everybody's fine. And so I think I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case, where they're just kind of waiting for him to be healthier. He passes the physical. There's no red tape. Boom, you're through. We're good to go.
Yeah, if it's a leverage play from the Patriots and it's something that drags on, like in training camp, that's where I think a lot of this stuff, it's not really a problem until you're in training camp.
Yeah.
Like, if Mike Onwenu looks the way he looked in mandatory
minicamp.
Talk
about Rafael Devers being a balloon.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, dude. I love Big Mike, and he's awesome. He looks so out of shape. That's tough. Maybe playing guard, like, some of the pressure's off, whatever. It just is.
No, there's no pressure off. You weren't good last year. And you got a massive contract. You need to be better.
It's
like,
tough,
like, being in shape. How? Like, don't pull a Trent Brown. Please, God almighty. Please don't do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That Trent Brown, when he walked on the field and the earth shook, that was in training camp. I'm sorry. This is so mean. It's so mean, but you're a professional athlete.
Go out here throwing darts.
Like, you gotta show up ready in training camp.
Efton Chisholm's ready.
Do you have any concerns about Drake May? He's getting married next weekend.
Oh, already?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know it was so fast.
Yeah, he's getting married next weekend.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I know.
Very
congratulations
quick turnaround.
To the Mays. They've been together forever.
True.
So that makes sense to me.
Much shorter engagement than I have. Jeez.
Well, I don't
Making
know.
Making me look bad.
I don't know. Nobody really knows if they're going on their honeymoon right away or what. But do you worry at all from the perspective of, like, wow, this is a huge life event. And
no.
Then he's got to get back to football.
No, I don't. That doesn't concern me at all. He is. I think it was Mina Kimes who came up with the idea that a quarterback has to either deeply believe they are a god or deeply believe in God. Drake May is the latter.
Okay.
I have zero concerns about Drake May getting married now and having this life event, because it's just not like I don't think that's going to affect his perspective. He's just a good classic Southern Christian guy.
You're saying
live his
Christianity
life.
Is driving him to the altar.
Yeah, exactly. And just boom, done. He wants to commit. He's been with this he's been with his fiance now for, like you said, forever.
Yeah, they seem great.
Yeah, they're just going to move to the next stage of their life.
There's
a lot of
cases where it'd be like, oh, 22, 23 years old. Like, this is quite young. They've been together forever for the better part of their life.
Nothing's going to change.
Well, things will change.
Nothing really. I mean, they've been living together. They've been together forever. They know each other. They're part of each other's families. Like, nothing's going to change. It's just the only thing that changes is now, you know, it's husband and wife instead of boyfriend, girlfriend.
Is this what you're telling yourself as your nuptials approach?
Yeah, I've been with my fiance now for 6 years. Like, you know, we've lived together for half of that time. Like, it's not, you know, when we get married, nothing's going to change. Not going to change. Yeah,
things
sure.
Change.
Some things change, but...
Do you combine your finances? Have you done... You probably did that because you guys, like, do you own your townhouse together?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's yours, mine, and ours.
I mean, the big change comes, and everybody's going to ask you after you're married. They're going to say, like, every holiday that you show up to, they're going to ask your wife probably more than you, and it's just a sensitive subject. They're going to be like, when are you getting the ride-on mower?
And... That's not the question I expected you to say.
And you're going to be like, it's just a big decision. And we want to enjoy being married for a little
bit. Yeah, we really want to do our research and really prepare it. Yeah, we don't want to tie ourselves down to one mower.
She's going
to
post pictures and they're going to be like, did she get a ride-on mower? I don't know.
Yep, you'll never know.
Maybe she just had a big lunch.
God. Or every time Courtney's not drinking, they ask her. Like,
she's not drinking. Is it because she's getting on the mower?
Yeah. She has the ride. She bought the $20,000 ride-on lawnmower.
Yeah. Well, you should, when you register, are you guys going to have a registry? You should register just for that mower.
Oh, that should be my one contribution to the registry. Ride-on lawnmower.
And you don't, and you just sit it in your front yard.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It probably is just big enough to sit a nice ride-on lawnmower. Use it like as a lawn ornament until I get a bigger house.
You could decorate it with Christmas lights in December.
Oh, yeah.
It would be classic.
Drive around the neighborhood. There are some kids in the neighborhood. Deliver some, like, small presents from, like, the Five Below or something and be like, here you go, Merry Christmas on my ride-on lawnmower.
Do you want to take a Drake May marriage call before we
sure.
Hit the break?
Sure. Let's go to Kelly and Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm loving the show right now. You guys are hot fire. Omega, though, yeah, I don't know what your concern is with Drake May getting married. I think it's probably neutral, but I think if anything, that's a very good thing. Because these professional athlete guys, they make a lot of money. Some of them are pretty hot. They're out there chasing the ladies. I think sometimes it takes away from their training, if you will. But also, too, to the point you just had a minute ago, saying 22, 23 is a little early to get married in general. Dude, 23 is not early if you plan on having kids. I learned that the hard way. I'm not going to get into that. But I'll tell you right now, you know, people that are waiting until their 30s, 40s, 80s to get married, don't do that. So, Drake May, congratulations, and congratulations to you guys. I love you.
Appreciate you,
Kelly.
Thank you so much,
call.
Brother.
Tough breaks for me and Shime, who got married in our 30s.
Yeah, so. We did. But, you know,
not to
fun.
Each other. Getting married to someone else.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Thank you for clarifying.
You sure?
Yeah, positive. My buddy did get married in his early 20s. Like, I know a lot of people that have gotten married that are, it's not uncommon. It is. That's a good thing.
I think it's a little less common up north. And again, you're talking about.
And just
Southern
in nowadays,
kids.
Too, like, it's just one of those things where, you know, people are getting married later and later.
Oh, my
like.
God. You go to a 23-year-old, 24-year-old's wedding, though, that is lit.
Yeah, it's a blast,
oh,
right?
My God.
It's a party.
My friend got married when I was 23. She was maybe 24. We did not know how to act.
Well, to be fair.
We did not know how to behave.
To be completely fair.
Open bar for a 23-year-old is a different game.
My good friend Kevin, who right now is on his honeymoon in Italy, so shout out to my buddy Kevin, just got married a couple weeks ago.
Shout out, Kevin.
And his wedding was wild. It was
a
great
time.
Oh,
yeah, you can have a wild wedding at any age. I'm just saying, a lot of times when you're 22, 23 going to the wedding, you're like, this is going to be the greatest night of the year.
Yeah, it's just a massive party.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Well, it should be. It should be.
That's true. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We'll continue talking about the New England Patriots here on Boston Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Original WEI. Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEI. Talked a lot of Red Sox in the beginning of the program. Some H.H. Holmes. If you missed that, you can always go back on the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Use the rewind feature. Go back and listen to our H.H. Holmes conversation.
Would highly recommend.
Yeah. I got a text from Chicken Nick, producer of the Jones and Keefe program. He said, H.H. Holmes talk over sports talk all day long. So there you go.
I'm not sure many other people shared that same
sentiment. No, the text line hated it.
I appreciate it from him.
Shout out to Nick for listening. Thank
shout
you.
Out to H.H. Holmes. You're an extremely evil man. I hope you're in hell.
Yeah, but it's a great, great history
lesson. Do shout outs story. Always have to be positive?
No, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
F you, H.H. Holmes. For your
curse you, H.H. Yeah, Holmes!
Curse you, H.H. Holmes, for your disgusting 1893 murders. May you rot in hell with Jack the Ripper.
Well, they don't even know who Jack the Ripper is.
Talking about Victorian murders over here.
Yeah, it's true.
617-779.
Hey, you got a Victorian murderer, let us know.
Victorian murderer tiers. We're going Jack the Ripper, yeah, prime tier. H.H. Holmes,
number one.
Tier number two. Mm-hmm. Tier three. I don't know. I don't. That's where I run out.
I would have to give it a quick Google. But I think that's the maximum I have.
Where's
as well.
The Boston Strangler? That was like the '50s, right?
Is that the '50s?
Seventies? No, I think it was the '70s. 1970s. The Boston Strangler. I went on one of those tours that was
tours.
Like the ghost and graveyard tours. Have you ever been on one of those?
Strangler was 62 to 64. So right in between.
Oh, okay. So I could have chosen
literally right in between
the decade in between. Yeah, I don't think that they ever completely determined who that was, did they? They have a very, very strong idea?
Correct. I believe that's the case. I'm looking
but
at it.
But they never convicted anybody of the crimes. Is that correct?
Sounds right. The case gains new... Yeah, that's... Yep. Nope.
No. Oh, somebody they did? Somebody confessed to the murders and was linked to one victim via DNA evidence.
Ooh.
His guilt remains a source of controversy.
Okay. That's what I thought that it was, and that's just one of the victims. But if you go on one of those like bus tours around the city, they take you and they show you the apartments that are still in Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
Where one of the murders was committed, and I'm like, I wonder what that rents out for.
I can't imagine. It's very high.
Would you live in a murder
unless it's
house?
A selling piece. Like the Lizzie Borden house, right?
Yeah, but Lizzie Borden. Okay, Lizzie Borden, another one. That's like a third tier.
Oh, that's
right?
True. Yeah, definitely.
She's way down.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, she's got the murderess angle, which mm-hmm. is different.
Yeah, very different.
But so it's a differentiator. As mm-hmm. a woman in sports, I kind of understand that perspective.
Yeah.
But I you look at there's a lot of these properties like around Massachusetts, not even necessarily like haunting.
I do love hauntings.
Would you buy a house if you knew that there was a like a murder, even if it was just like a horrible run-of-the-mill domestic situation?
No, so here's what I would do. If there was some kind of gruesome murder at a house, I would not purchase it. However, if I was told the house was haunted, I would still consider it.
So, right, because like, you think it's like a benevolent ghost?
Well, you never know. It could be Casper. It could be demonic. Who knows?
Jacob, you buy.
I want to find out.
Well, Jacob's so young. He like doesn't think about the concept of actually buying a place and how horrible this market is.
It's terrible.
Would you rent if you got an offer for like a sweet condo to rent?
I would say
so cheap, but there was a murder there in the last 20 years.
I would say yes. Especially judging based off of the rent that I'm paying right now and the house that I'm living at right now that is infested with rats. Oh. So, yes, I
Jacob,
would.
Jacob, weren't you at that house last year, too?
Different house.
Stop moving into rat-infested houses around BC.
You went from one rat-infested house to another rat-infested house?
Yes. Actually, this one has more rats than the last one. So
Are
I can hear them in the walls.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes.
Get a Boston Terrier.
Oh, yeah. But then you're going to get a bunch of dead rats.
Rhett?
Shout out to my dog, Henry. There are, like, we've had neighbors who have had mice problems.
Mm-hmm.
There has never once been even the slightest indication that a mice has been anywhere close to our home. And it's because of him. He hunts them. Whether it's, you got chipmunks, get a Boston Terrier. You got rats, mice, get a Boston Terrier.
Are mice and rats kind of just, like, not cool with dogs in general?
I don't think so, no. Well, dogs, like, want to hunt them.
Yeah, because when I lived
cats, too.
I lived in Brookline when I first got my husky, when I first got my dog, and I had a bad mouse problem there.
Uh-oh.
And I told the landlord they wouldn't do anything. They set traps. That didn't do anything.
That's what happened to me.
These were smart mice, and they just chilled. Like, I just saw them all the time.
Yeah.
And it became something that I kind of accepted because I was like, I'm just not going to renew this lease, but this sucks. Tried a little sound machine. Like, have you ever seen those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where it's supposed to emit a sound that is disturbing to them. That didn't work. When I got my dog, and my dog probably lived there for 6 weeks, never saw
disappeared.
A mouse again.
Yep, I told you.
And but she
They just know. They can tell by the smell. Well, they know that there's a predator afoot, so they leave. They're like, all right, humans aren't going to kill me, but the dog will. I'm out.
Yeah,
see ya.
That's kind of offensive to us, right?
Yeah. Mice and rats think we are stupid, but know that the stupid ones, the dogs, will kill them. So they leave.
So you need a dog. Do you need to borrow our dogs?
Sure. They don't really prepare you. Like, they lay all the traps with the landlord and all that. They never call it the actual exterminator. They don't prepare you for what happens if a rat gets caught in the traps and you got to clean up all the blood everywhere. It's disgusting.
I could probably call my buddy, too. He used to be an exterminator. Now he's a firefighter, but he used to be an exterminator. He used to take care of all the varmen.
How do you make that job switch?
I don't know. I can ask him. Shout out to my buddy, Mac.
I feel like being an exterminator is
Mac
probably
versus Wild.
Like a really lucrative business. Not an easy business, but lucrative.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
you're
not.
You're always going to need exterminators.
Always. Yeah,
like
there's always going to be critters of some kind infested everywhere. Yeah, exactly. You're always going to need a plumber or an electrician or an exterminator.
These are the jobs that they tell you in high school that you should go for because they're lucrative.
And everybody's like, no, I want to go to college.
And you're like, no, I want to be a sports broadcaster.
That's exactly what it is.
No, I want to be in the booth.
Yep.
That's all three of us being idiots.
Yeah.
We should all have extermination businesses.
We should. Maybe we should start one. Then again, I don't want to have to go deal with like
three blind mice.
That's good.
I'm doing the marketing.
Wow, you're really smart. That's really good. I would have to pass on any job that involved like those underground nests of wasps, though.
I think that's a lot of the jobs.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
Or like termites. I don't like bugs.
Oh, I could do like termites.
So this is a problem.
Speaking of bugs, we had a bug issue in the studio earlier this week. I don't know if you saw this video going around on Instagram.
I want to know?
So have you ever seen one of those silverfish?
Oh, those don't bother me.
Yeah, so...
They're gross, but I thought you were going to say roach.
I was sitting in Jacob's seat. I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I look, and there's just a silverfish right by, like, my coffee and my water.
That's gross.
And I jumped out of my chair. It fell on the ground, and then I dropped a binder on it. But that's beside the point. And then
those things are creepy, but they're not disgusting.
Like, they eat cockroaches.
Oh.
Do they really?
That's their purpose, yes.
Because I hate roaches.
Interesting. That's something I never knew. I hate, like... bugs with like antennae and long tentacles and stuff. Ugh. Like that. I'm out on that. Can't do that. I hate spiders.
I don't like any of
them. Arachnophobic like, till I die.
I really don't like, I'm afraid of moths, which has been a problem.
But they're so harmless.
Oh, they're so
just,
gross.
And they're not, they're just flutter around.
Zombie butterflies, and they just like are
always- Do you not
always,
like butterflies?
No. They're always just like trying to get in your ears and stuff.
That's
and
true
they just,
too.
Like, why are they always flying towards your face? They never
they
know-
They go to the light.
They have no idea where you're
going.
Eyes. Like, ugh. I don't even like talking about it. Anyway, let's hit the wide receiver group on the other side of this break.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. We should probably get back to
Stop
this.
Asking me about Victorian serial killers. I will go off for 15
minutes. By the way, can I, before we hit a break, I did get a text. My guy Buzz listens to the show all the time. Shout out to Buzz. He says, quote, I study serial killers.
What?
Fun fact, Mr. Holmes was basically just a murderous thief.
Oh, yeah, he was a big fraudster.
Yeah.
That was like his number one thing, was like he would kill people for their money. But he also just would hire people or entice people to kill them. Like, it wasn't all for money.
Yeah.
Some of it was because he was just a giant sicko and it made him happy.
Yeah, that's nasty. 617-779-7937. I promise we'll get back to the New England Patriots. But Mego and I, you know, every once in a while, we tend to just veer off into the wilderness of discussion. Not even sports discussion, but just discussion. We'll be back with more Patriots talk here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.